And really, I'd like to have a, I hate to admit this, but a, you know, a website just like Big Fatty's. Pretty simple, still got some stuff on there. Still got those little columns with little links and, you know, it's kind of bloggy, but it's for a podcast. So anyway, I guess at some point I'll work that out and then probably just totally abandon iWeb and do something else, but who knows when I'll get around to learning how to do that. I suppose if Big Fatty can do it, then anyone can do it. Yeah, sorry, Big Fatty. But you know it's true.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Big Fatty can do it, then anyone can do it.
Ugh, those damn birds. Hi, everyone. This is episode 314 of the BFO for Friday, the 17th of April, 2009. Y'all, I have got zero ideas about what I'm going to do today, so we're just going to just see what comes out. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is a busy time in the coal mine for Big Fatty. Big Fatty's got all kinds of little projects going on, and you know, some of them are bigger than little projects, but y'all, it's busy. It's just busy. Y'all, did I mention that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R,
has ordered Big Fatty a new computer for the coal mine, and it's going to be one of those new iMacs like Archer's getting for his museum. So, anyway, y'all, check that out, and there's nothing to fucking check out. What are you, Big Fatty, what are you talking about? How are we going to check it out, Big Fatty? Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I got the Discovery card billed today, and it wasn't too bad. So, however, y'all, I want to tell you about watching your credit cards, because Big Fatty got charged for something on his Visa card, and it was it wasn't much. It was just like a $30 charge or something like that. But I called right up and I said, "Hello, this is Big Fatty, and I have received a charge on the credit card that I do not recognize." So anyway, so y'all, you just need to you need to be on top of it. Just be the big old top. So, anyway. Y'all, I just received an instant letter. Oh, Lord. From JT. You know, he does that Real Men in the Pink. And he's just restarted that again, y'all. And he has a very special guest on his upcoming show. He had Archer on the last one, so you know that was kind of womp womp. But it's a very interesting guest. Anyway, so you might want to just check on that. Yeah, and it might be Big Fatty. Big Fatty, is it you? Well, Larry the Lurker, I don't know. Y'all, Larry the Lurker had better be getting his ass in gear. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm talking to you, Larry. You need to be calling Big Fatty or just sending me a little e-letter or something like that. Because, you know, you got to poke your head out every now and then. Just every now and then. So, anyway. Y'all, I don't know that I've revealed this news, but I'm going to reveal it right now. I have heard from the straight boyfriend, and he is back on the wagon. Not on the wagon. He is he's back on Big Fatty or something like that. I don't know. Big Fatty, I don't know. I'm still getting stuff in the mail. Y'all, that Kim Beaver is out of control. Y'all need to go over there and see her site. She has got all kinds of crazy stuff over there, y'all. She is out of control. Y'all, I had Tim in Tampa send me the article about the bar stool. And the motorized bar stool. And y'all, this was on the Rachel Maddow. And Tim, y'all, why I'm yawning so much. But anyway, Tim said, "Break party, I got a giggle out of this. Have you seen it? Somehow I can just picture you riding with a gin in one hand and a pork pie in the other and trying to steer with your feet. Sounds like a job for Kim Beaver." So, y'all, that's how Kim Beaver gets back into it. But, y'all, if you haven't seen the thing on the motorized bar stool, just goggle that, and I'm sure you'll figure it all out. Y'all, we have James sent me some reminders from the IRS yesterday, and it says there's a picture of a man hanging by his testicles. And believe it or not, it is not Big Fatty. And it says, "Dear sir, it appears your tax account is now past due. We have no option but to pass this matter on to our federal tax collection department. We regret this action is necessary. Our collection department will be contacting you shortly. They have an excellent rate of collection and will work with you to assist you to see your way to produce the needed funds. The enclosed picture will assist you in understanding how the collection process works." Y'all, that, you know, that makes me not want to pay my taxes. That's all I'm going to say. So, anyway. And then there was another one. It says, "The IRS is watching you masturbate." And they're peeking out from under the N key on the computer. Thank you, James in L.A. James, is there still one of those black clouds over the over the Woodland Hills? I'm sure. I'm sure there is. Y'all, Kim Beaver's got a contest going on over at her site. And it is horrifying. So I don't want to send... I don't want you spending all your time over there with the Kim Beaver. We love Kim Beaver. But, you know, she's just out of... Y'all, she's out of control these days. She's just out of control. Out of control. That's all Big Fatty can say about it. Out of control. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the listener map because I haven't been over there. Big Fatty, you don't ever go to the listener map anymore. Why don't you ever go to the listener map? Well, the reason I don't go to the listener map because it takes for fucking ever for it to load. And today is no exception. And so we'll come back to the listener map in about 20 minutes. Oh, that would be too late. So y'all, while we're waiting for the listener map to load, let's do this.
Brick Fighter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fighter?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
That Brian and Danbury asked a very long time ago and said, "Big Friday, how about giving us some lessons on the Leather 101? Well, y'all, I will give you just a few suggestions. First of all, don't be afraid of leather, okay? And don't think because someone is wearing leather clothing that they are a leather man, because you don't have to have on the first piece of leather to be a leather man, okay? And not all leather men and leather women are, you know, over the top. It's just a state of mind. And if Big Fatty had to characterize it for himself, he likes the masculinity of the community, okay? But let's say you wanted to go to a leather bar and feel comfortable. Well, don't go in there in your Argyle socks and your cardigan sweater and your tennis shoes, because you're not going to fit in, y'all. The best thing you can do if you're going to go to a leather bar at any time is to have a few little basics. Number one, you want to have a pair of black boots. Black boots, okay? Not hard to have, okay? Number two, you don't want to go in smelling like the perfume counter from you know, wherever. But, y'all, wear a pair of jeans, a black t-shirt, wear your black boots, and, you know, it's... And go in and just look and observe, and don't be afraid to talk to people either. They'll probably be very, very nice. Check it out. Would y'all believe... Oh! Y'all, believe it or not, the listener map has finally loaded. Now, Straight Bob has not put his picture back on it yet. But y'all, I just want to run down this listener map, see if there's anybody new. And y'all, I'm going to call out some names. This is not a shout out. It's a call out because Big Friday hadn't heard from you and he needs to hear from you. So you need to get it in gear. Y'all, we just heard from Profredi. So he's okay. Jeremiah, we haven't heard from you in a while, so maybe you need to say something. Y'all, right here, Sky from up there in Illinois. Sky, I hadn't heard from you. Now there is a Sky in the Columbia, South Carolinas, but I don't think that's the same Sky, unless Sky has moved from the Illinois to the Columbia, South Carolina. Sky, let me know. Tony in the Kansas City, hello. When's the last time you said anything to Big Friday? Hey, Big Friday, it's Tony. How are you, Big Friday? And y'all, we hadn't heard from VJ. No, up there in the Connecticut. So he needs to be getting on it. I think I heard from the Georgia Glamazon recently, but I haven't heard from Mr. Eric West out there. He's one of my straight listeners out there in the San Franciscos. Eric, I saw you had a show post this week, but, you know, Big Friday needs to hear from you. Ange, I know I was talking about my listeners in the Canadas a few weeks ago, and I did not mention your name, hoping that you might just get off the bubble and get in touch with Big Fatty. Hadn't heard from you, Ange. What's the problem there? Kurt, that's Kurt up there in the Chicago. He hadn't heard from him either. We just heard from James. Cousin Patrick down there in the Orlando. Hello, we don't ever hear from him. And Big Fatty's going to be down there. Miss Lauren? Huh. So, now we have heard from Mr. B out there in the Laguna Beaches because he sent Big Fatty the pooping bunny. So, Buff? Well, we're not going to hear from Buff, so that's okay. Frank in the St. Petersburg. Hello, Frank. Hadn't heard from Eric the Southern Boy, even though we heard that he is going to be doing the podcast with Perfetti there. Gavin in the New York. I didn't know I had two Gavins that listened to the show. With the Gavin in New York, we need to hear from you, as do we need to hear from Rebecca in the Carson City, Nevada, and Henry in up there in the M.E. Is that Maine? M.E.? Me? Me? Tell me what M.E. is. Candy? Now, I know Candyland has sent some voice letters or e-letters to some other podcasters, but have we heard from him? No, ma'am. Walt? I know he's in jail, but evidently he has the access to the interwebs in the jail. So, you know, that's my son. Chuck and Chris from the Huntsville, Alabama. Hello. That's Alabama. Get that banjo off your knee and get in touch with Big Fatty. Susan up there in the New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. Penis Slivanias, get it in gear. Spencer, Wisconsin. Spencer, hello. Y'all, I'm just looking at the picture from Frank in Atlanta, and I'm touching myself. Hadn't heard from Holly either. The children just don't write and call anymore. They just don't do it. Granville out there in the Kansas City. Nicole in the Dallas. Sharon Fluitt sent something to me recently. Big John, though, from Virginia, from the Richlands, Virginia, hadn't heard from him, nor have I heard from Mark in the Vancouver, British Columbia. Trucker Alex, hear from him all the time. Moose, heard from him recently. Ron in the Kansas City, hadn't heard from you. Sitting there with his hand on his chin. Deidre, Reno, Nevada. Pete and Joe from the Babylon, New York. Y'all, who has heard from Nancy in Japan lately? She has just fallen off the face. She must have been hanging out with Perfetti. She's just fallen off the face of the earth. Eric in the Seattles, we hear from him every now and then. Brian, hadn't heard from Brian in Denver. Brian and David out there in the Denver, they're supposed to be working on that some sort of quilt, having some sort of quilting bee for Big Fatty. Scott in Columbus, Ohio, no way. Mia in Chicago. Y'all, I don't think anybody in Chicago listens anymore. Just heard from Paul the Kitten Whisperer recently. Matty Malone, you know, he's on Archer's show all the time, but does he have the time to call Big Fatty? No, 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 no. Afro Jamaicano from the Kentucky. Hello. Oh, y'all, there is Straight Bob's great picture back up again. Okay, I take it back. Three words. Fabulous. Two snaps and a twist. Oh, y'all, you need to go over there and see his picture because it is yummy. He's got that big stick in his hand again. So it's back. Brian and Danbury, heard from him. Who is that in the tutu? That's Mike in Huntington, New York. Huh. I heard from Darren recently. Kathleen from the Bostons? I don't think so. Alan in Modesto? Have I heard from you, Alan? I don't think so. Bjorn, you know, y'all, Bjorn, he has called other podcasts, but has he called Big Fatty? No, ma'am. Uh-uh. No, ma'am. Lee in the Chattanooga? Seems like I think Lee requested to follow me on the Twitty. But, you know, y'all, Big Fatty didn't use the Twitty. Luna? Have I heard from you, Luna? Edward in the Victoria, B.C. Rick in the Minneapolis. I don't know. I did get a voice letter from Princess Hannah, which I'll play next week. Farmer Freak and Pokey. Farmer Freak and Pokey? I think that one's new. Is that new? Howdy, y'all, it says. I'm guessing Pokey is that little pony. Oh, well, Farmer Freak, you're out there in the Kansas. Give Big Fatty a call. Miss Stacy from the Durham, North Carolina. Y'all, Eric from Little Rock. I know I hadn't heard from him because I would be touching myself inappropriately. Kenner out there in the Connecticut. Scott in Minneapolis. Now, I know I hadn't heard from Scott in Minneapolis because he always calls me when he's going back and forth from the singing practice. And Yoshi out there in the Japans, are you and Nancy hanging out together? Is that what you're doing? David in Denver, I already met Terry from the San Franciscos. Hello, Terry. What's the deal? Oh, y'all, who is this? That is BW Valentine. She's in the Tijeras, New Mexico. She has been listening in secret for ages, but don't tell anyone. Okay, Big Fatty won't tell anyone. That is Terry in Chicago. Now I get stuff from Terry and, what's Terry's other half's name? Don't remember. Terry and Larry in the Chicago's. South Bear in Birmingham? No. Pug Boy, hadn't heard from you. Groomer Zig, I heard you calling somebody's show the other day. I think it was the Hags. Peter G in Oakland? Huh. Captain Commando, I see him every day, but does he send the love to Big Fatty? I don't think so. You know, Steve in the UK was real good there for a while, then vanished. Terry and Tommy up there in the Chicago's. Franco in the New Jersey's. Naught, I hear from Naught from time to time, so that's good. Who is this here? That's Davey Dangerous in the Virginias. Shane and Mark. Y'all hadn't heard from Shane and Mark. I guess they're too busy playing some sort of game. Some sort of game with Archer. Eric in Denver. Teresa I hear from. And then there's the other Gavin in the up there in the Bear Lodge. And then Sissy, Denny. Y'all, I've heard from some of them.
If Fatty can do it, then anyone can do it.
Well, y'all do what Big Fatty says.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.